You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol White.
Yes, new Oxydol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world. Oxydol's own Ma Perkins.
You're right, it's white. It's that new Oxydol White.
Now your Oxydol wash will be whiter than ever before. The whitest white in Oxydol history. Because today there's a new Oxydol, new white Oxydol. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. It washes towels so white and fluffy you'll be more proud than ever to hang them on the line. It washes shirts and sheets and table linen gleaming white, dazzling white. In fact, your whole wash looks so sparkling white, you'll say...
You're right, it's white. It's that new Oxydol White.
You're right, it's white. New white Oxydol gives you the whitest Oxydol wash you've ever had. The cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world. Wash your clothes any day. Dry them anywhere, even inside. You'll get that wonderful new Oxydol White in everything you wash. And that new whiteness will stay in your wash week after week for the life of your clothes, just as long as you use new white Oxydol. And your colored clothes will sparkle and glow, too. New white Oxydol is truly safe. Washable colors, your pretty prints and cottons, actually come out brighter. So try new white Oxydol right away. Your dealer has it now. And next wash day, be right. Get clothes white with new white Oxydol, the greatest Oxydol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, it's about 9 o'clock on a gray, chill morning. There's a feel of something in the air. Rain, maybe. It's a little too early for snow. But Ma has little eye for the weather as she walks toward the lumberyard this morning. There are many things on her mind. So many things. Confusing and even frightening things. It was just about 15 or 20 minutes ago that Evie, breathlessly and with typical Evie Fitz gusto, told Ma and Joseph about the mysterious stranger who plunged to his death last night from Ann Morrison's rooms down at the Rushville Center House.
You mean you don't know anything about the goings-on last night? Why, a man fell out of the top floor of the hotel. Yep, that's what I said. Fell right through the window, glass and all. And guess whose room he came out of? Miss Ann Morrison's. Nobody ever seen him before except Julius, the clerk down at the hotel taking Peter Skellett's place. Well, he said he'd come in yesterday morning off the westbound train, come right over to the hotel and got a room. Signed the register, some funny name, and said he'd come from, someplace in Michigan. Well, later Jim Tookie found a railroad ticket in his pocket. It had been used, canceled, from Pittsburgh, P.A.
Walking along, meditating over Evie's story, Ma finds herself disturbed not just by Evie and what she had to say, but by other things.
Land, that this should happen in Rushville Center. Such a gentle town. A man dying and no one to know who he is to mourn him. And Joseph, Linda Goshen, so tired and pale. His hands holding on to the coffee cup while Evie talked, holding for dear life. I thought he'd smashed at the smithereens the way he was holding it. So tight.
Yes, Joseph's reaction had been very strange, very explosive. Ma even had to intervene when Evie said...
Well, people were gathering around when Jim Tookie come running over to take charge. And who shows up but Mr. Alfred Sinclair? Jim was just getting ready to go on upstairs because, well, it was plain as the nose on your face that the body must have come from Miss Morrison's room.
Why? What made it so plain?
What do you mean? There was a broken window pane. The window on the alley side.
What about Mr. Sinclair, Evie?
Well, he shows up and says he can explain everything, that he was with Miss Morrison when it all happened.
Well, after Evie left, Ma talked to Joseph.
That was pretty horrible business, wasn't it, Ma, last night down at the hotel?
It's more than horrible, son. Man going to his death. No one to know who he is. Land of Goshen, it's hard to believe that it happened here in our own Rushville Center.
Yeah,
It's strange that none of us here at the house should even have heard the commotion. The way Evie talked, the whole town knew about it.
Well, you know Evie, always exaggerating.
Well, I'd best go down to the lumber yard. I want to go over to the hotel later to see Mr. Sinclair.
Oh, why, Ma?
Why?
Well, I mean, well, there's probably a terrific jam around down at the hotel. People, you know, gawking. Well, you heard what Evie said about last night, how people turned out.
But Mr. Sinclair is a friend, Joseph. He's been a good friend. Now he's in trouble. You heard how Evie said Constable Tookie had asked that him and Miss Morrison not leave Rushville Center today as they were planning. He's a stranger here, too, you know, son. I got to go to him, see if there's some way I can help.
Yeah, sure, Ma, I understand. I just didn't think for a minute.
Miss Morrison being in the same trouble, you might like to go, too.
Me to the hotel? No, Ma, I don't think so. She doesn't want to see me.
Did you talk to her last night, Joseph? You started out to see her.
No, I decided what's the use. My way down there, it suddenly came to me, where was I running to? She didn't want to see me. Spent enough time chasing rainbows. Too bad, I guess. I should have gone on down to the hotel anyway, huh? Seemed to have missed all the excitement.
And somehow, it didn't ring true to Ma. There was more to it than Joseph was willing to tell, and the town knew. Evie had said that it had all happened around 10:30 last night. Ma remembered that Joseph had run out of the house at 9 and not returned until almost 11. Where had he been if not down at the hotel? Well, as Ma walks toward the lumberyard, back at the house, Joseph is just answering the doorbell.
Yeah, coming. Oh.
Good morning, Joseph.
Oh, yeah, good morning. Ma isn't here. She's gone on down to the lumber yard already.
I imagine she might have. I came by to talk to you, though. Are you alone?
Well, Faye's upstairs.
Oh, how is she? I understand she has a virus infection.
Oh, she's better. Just expecting the doctor today to come by and say she can get up.
Well, that's fine. May I come in?
Well, yeah, sure. I guess so.
Oh, thank you, Joseph. I thought I'd better come by. I didn't want to risk being overheard on the inimitable Rushville Center party line.
Well, look, Mr. Sinclair, if it's about last night, I don't want to talk about it.
Well, I realize that it's not the pleasantest subject in the world to discuss, but I think we'd better, though. Not for ourselves, but for others involved. Can we talk freely?
What? Well, I don't know whether Faye's asleep or not. The door's open to her room. We can go out in the kitchen if you like.
No, fine, let's do that.
Would you like some coffee or something?
Oh, yes, thank you.
Yeah, a pot full on the stove. I'll close the door here.
Good.
I'd like to sit down there. I'll put a light under the coffee.
Oh, thank you. Joseph, you and I haven't spent much time together in the months I've been here, but I think I have a fair idea of the kind of person you are. I have an idea that, essentially, you're pretty above board, pretty honest. You haven't told anyone, have you, about what really happened last evening?
No.
That's fine.
Sure. I'm glad you like it, Mr. Sinclair. Just so you and... just so you get your way. I'm glad you're happy, you and...
Is it so hard to say, Joseph? I and Anne? No, you're wrong, Joseph. We're not happy, not at all. Believe me, I have some pretty definite ideas, too, about lies and deception. But you've got to take me at my word when I say that it's better, infinitely better, that the town and the law go on believing that it was I who was with Anne last night.
Why?
Well, I've just said you've got to take my word.
Sure, take everybody's word for everything. Who was he?
What?
You know who I mean. I saw a man die last night. That ought to at least entitle me to know who he was.
Well, I could say I don't know, but that wouldn't be true. He was someone out of the past, Joseph. A very unhappy, a very tragic past. I don't presume to sit in judgment on any man, but it's better that he's dead. Much better. Joseph, Anne insisted that you leave the hotel last night and say nothing about all of this because of you. She didn't want you involved. When all of this blows over in a week or a month or however long it takes, Anne and I'll go away, and that'll be the end of it.
You won't be the only ones who leave here.
Keep out of it, Joseph. Let people go on believing what they want. Let me handle this. Anne and I have lived pretty full lives. We've done many things. We're established. But you've your whole life ahead of you. Don't go complicating it by a heroic gesture. It doesn't matter whether the town of Rushville Center makes mincemeat of my reputation. It does, though, if they attack you. And if not to you, it'll make a great deal of difference to Ma.
I know, but...
Joseph, I know that it'll be much harder to keep quiet than to stand up to the town and tell them the truth. But think of Ma. She's taken quite a beating, you know. Think of her, won't you, and say nothing.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'd better go see about the coffee.
Oh, and just another thing. I realize this will probably come with very little grace from me, but for whatever it may be worth, you have a very staunch and loyal friend in Anne Morrison. You'll never have a closer friend.
Yeah. Oh, do you take cream and sugar in your coffee, Mr. Sinclair? Oh, no, that's right. You take it black, don't you?
That's right, Joseph. Black.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol White.
If you haven't seen that new Oxydol White in your own wash, you're missing something. Today, there's a new Oxydol, new white Oxydol that washes clothes whiter than ever before. It's the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. The whitest wash in Oxydol history. The cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world. Even when you have to dry your clothes inside, new white Oxydol still gives you the whitest Oxydol wash you've ever seen.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol White.
And that wonderful whiteness stays in your wash for the life of your clothes, as long as you use new white Oxydol. And it's really safe for colored clothes, too. Every washable color comes out sparkling bright. And your dealer has new white Oxydol now, so get some. And next wash day, be right. Get clothes white with new white Oxydol. It's the greatest Oxydol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. I know it's not going to be easy to say nothing about last night, Mr. Sinclair told Joseph. How true. How very true. Especially when the Rushville Center Gossip Factory gets started on its version of what happened tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oxydol's own Ma Perkins, presented by the Procter & Gamble Company.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol White.
Yes, new Oxydol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world.